Hey, Power Achievers, go bold or go home. This is your year to shine. Hey, get the strategies, the ideas, the information, and everything that you need to help you do life with power by listening to everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsel, and the expert guests that hang out with us on Designing Your Life Today. You can also get lots of achieving information, free downloads, savings on products, and so much more when you visit our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. Check us out on our social media sites under Designing Your Life Today and my name, Pat Counsel. Are you ready to be bodacious by achieving all of your goals? Then let's get to it. Hello, Power Achievers. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Financial Friday, and I'm everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsel. You know, when it comes to achieving your goals, there's something that is a question that's very important that you ask yourself so that you can get the right answers. A lot of times we don't get what we want because we don't find the right direction. And it's very difficult to find the right direction and to get the right tools when you don't ask the right questions. So what would be the right question? What do you want? And that's our topic for today. We're going to talk about a major key to goal achievement and becoming more focused on your goals and more intentional about getting what you want from life. I think sometimes that we get on this path because people are in such a reactionary mode, especially nowadays. If they see something on the news and it upsets them, they react to it with a comment or something negative. And before they know it, they're saying lots of negative things out of their mouths and kind of creating a lifestyle or attracting into their lives the things that they don't want. So the object of the game here is to ask yourself the right questions so that you can actually create a sharper focus for your own success. And of course, the first question that you want to ask and then answer is, what do you want? What do you want for your life? What do you want to achieve or accomplish in your life? What legacies do you want to leave? What do you want to be known for? How do you want your life to go? And what do you want to do to make that happen? So that's a very powerful question. What do you want? And so when you think about what you really want, you take the time to step back for a moment, then you can actually come up with better answers and more focus. And not only that, you can save yourself a lot of time and trouble, a lot of headaches, and not go through things in your life that you really would rather not have gone through. For example, sometimes in relationships, people get into the wrong relationships. Hey, been there, done that. And you get into the wrong relationships. Why? Because you never really answer that question for yourself. What do I want? And if you do, you do it on a very surface level. For example, being a female, nice to have a man who's tall, dark, handsome, and rich. That's it. But then it should go deeper. What do you really want? When you look at what you really want, do I want just tall, dark, handsome, and rich? No. I prefer tall, dark, and handsome, but I would rather him have integrity, and I would rather him have a strong work ethic, and I'd rather him have a plan for his life and know where he's going and know what he wants. So when you think about the questions that you ask yourself when it comes to your life and you start to ask the right questions, now you get to create more refined goals, goals that you can become more intentional about. And so for people who set resolutions, it is better for you to be to set intentions more so than a resolution, because when you can set an intention, it's more powerful. And as I said a few moments ago, it actually creates more focus. Now, there are other questions that you want to ask yourself, because once you truly discover what you want, then it's important that you look at the other questions. Now, this is Financial Friday, and so on Financial Fridays, when we talk about finances. We're talking about you increasing your income, making more money, achieving goals that will bring you the monies so that you can get the lifestyle that you want, achieve the things that you want, accomplish what you've always wanted to accomplish, and be excited and really on point when it comes to your life. You are involved in your lifestyle or creating the lifestyle that you want. In other words, you're more proactive about making life happen for you. And in order for you to do that and do it effectively, you really have to know what you want. Have you ever gotten something, or do you know of someone who's gotten something that they thought they wanted and they made that comment and they said, well, I thought I wanted it, but now that I have it, I don't want it anymore. This is not exactly what I was looking for. And this is why it is important to take the time to discover what you really want and to ask yourself those questions. Now, I'm going to give you 3 more questions to add to that that you can ponder or you can examine and answer for yourself, so that when you do decide what you want, now you can decide what direction to go in and if you want to go in that direction or how far you want to go when it comes to getting the thing that you say you want. Because I know people who say they want lots of money, and then I listen sometimes to different people, and when they talk about monies and getting what they want, what happens is they talk about the money to the point where the money becomes more important than anything else in their life. And when you think like that, you forget about kind of the integrity that goes into building your lifestyle. And I don't care what anyone tells you, you don't have to be crooked, you don't have to do underhanded things to get the lifestyle that you want. You just have to be willing to work for it and to work smart and to connect with people who can help you achieve those goals, because they may know some things that you don't yet know or things that you haven't yet discovered. So, what do you really want? What do you want to bring into your life? I would encourage you to either get a sheet of paper and kind of jot it down, or if you really need to truly think it through and validate it to be sure that this is what you want, I'm going to put a little plug in here. My book, Start Winning, I have sections in the book that gives you the questions to ask yourself that will help you to examine what you say you want and validate whether you truly want it or not. And so once you're done answering those questions, you're going to have a clearer picture and a better picture of what you want to bring in to your life. So what do you really want when it comes to your goal achievement or setting the goals? And then, of course, actually achieving the goals. Most of the time, people don't achieve goals or get the monies that they want and the lifestyle because they never pull back long enough to discover what they truly want. Sometimes people say, well, you know, I want to be able to pay my bills. Well, you know what? You're not here to pay bills. You know, granted, you're going to make some bills, but that is not the reason why you're here. That's not your sole purpose for being here. So you're here for other reasons, to accomplish other things. And going through those things will get you to the other side, will get you to what you want to have. And make no mistake about it, I can't stress this enough. It takes work. And it takes you following a certain path and following certain principles. And so keep that in mind when you answer the questions about what you want. Now, here's the second question. The second question is, once you've discovered what you want and you truly want it, you validated it, then the question becomes, do you have the courage to go for it? Do you have the courage to really go for what you want? And if you say, well, no, I'm not sure, or I've had the same goal over and over and I really want it to happen, but I haven't done anything about it, then you need to really examine not just the goal, but you want to take a look at your courage level, your confidence level. Where's your self-esteem? And what is it going to take for you to follow through on that? And if you need support, listen, get support. And I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, so why don't we just go to the third question? The third question is, do you have adequate support? Do you have the support that you want and need so that you can achieve the goals that you set? So you can achieve the goals that you say that you want to achieve, and you can make life happen the way you want to make it happen. And so that's really what it's all about. So what kind of support do you really have? He said, well, I have the support of family and friends. And that's great. If you have the support of family and friends, listen, that is awesome, because there are people who have some amazing goals and they do not have the support of family and friends. They have the criticism from family and friends, but you want to have that support. So you want to look at that when we talk about that support from family and friends. But in addition to that, you need what I call technical support. Not when it comes to computers. We think about that when we think about computers. But technical meaning very specific support where someone can lend their wisdom that will put you on the right path to achieving the goals. So when you get stuck, you can actually get unstuck and continue on your journey. Or so if you become discouraged, or if you become a little bit shaken by the goal, because usually when we set goals, they're bigger, or it's something that we've never achieved before. And so as a result of that, then one of the things that we need to do is get support so that we can stay on point, stay on task, and get to where it is we really want to be. So do you have the support? So see, we've got three very powerful questions to ask ourselves and then to answer it. And of course, the best way to ensure that you have the right answers, or very specific answers and powerful answers and correct answers and valid answers, is to write them down. And of course, to go through the process of asking yourself more questions. You can really kind of get to the bottom line when you can ask yourself more questions. Now, here's the fourth question, and this one is powerful too. Do you have a plan to get you there? What is your proactive plan? If you say, well, I know I want to do this, I just don't know how to do it. I just don't know how to get there. I don't know how to make it happen. I don't know how to get what I want, but I know I want it. This is something I've wanted to do my whole life. This is the beautiful part about getting connected. And I talked about this on yesterday's show. So if you missed yesterday's show, go back and listen to yesterday's show. And really kind of consider getting connected in the right way and getting connected as soon as possible. Yesterday, I talked about rebuilding when you have to start over. And of course, I went into detail about getting connected and the importance of doing that. So do you have a plan to get you to where you want to be, to get you what you want? And sometimes people don't have a plan, but they just know they want it, so they go for it. And then if it doesn't happen or play out the way they think it should or the way they hoped it would, then what they find is they become discouraged. And then they go to the famous phrase, well, maybe it just wasn't meant to be. Or, well, maybe God didn't want me to have that. You know what? Stop blaming God for not bringing you good things, because biblically speaking, the Bible tells us that God will withhold no good thing from us. So there's nothing good that he's going to withhold from us. So it is about you following the right path. It's about you understanding what the right principles are that you need to put into effect. So it's about all of these things and making that connection so that you can really get what you want. And if you don't know what you want, then of course, as I said, that is where you need to start. So you got four very powerful questions that you can ask yourself that will help you to kind of open the door to getting the finances that you want, to getting the increase in your income. I know people that want to increase their income, but at the same time, they're so busy being a know-it-all until they don't take the time to get adequate support. So what does that mean? And that's not a put down to them, but they are. Every time you say something to them, and I've heard people do this and seen them do this, oh yeah, I know that. Oh yeah, I know that. And then I'm thinking to myself when I hear them say that, well, if you know everything, why is it you don't have what you say you want? And because really the truth is, you kind of don't know. And that's not a put down. Listen, we're here to help one another. We're here to connect with the right people so that we can get to where it is we want to be. It's kind of like a doctor. I mean, if you needed an operation, you're not just going to sit at home on the couch and stare off into space. And if someone says, oh yeah, you know, you need an operation. Yeah, I know that. And you're just going to sit there and do nothing. You're just going to let whatever happens, happens. And here's what I'm getting at, and I'm kind of dancing around it. And I don't want to say you're going to die, because you could, but you're just going to waste away to nothing. You're just going to operate kind of at half energy because you're not getting what you need. You're not making the right connections so that you can get an issue solved so that you can continue to move forward full speed ahead. So this is what I'm talking about when I say ask yourself the question, do I have support? So do you have adequate support, or do you have a plan to get you there? If you don't have a plan to get you there, then connect with someone who can help you get there. It is so important that we move this. There's a difference between, let's say, being independent and being kind of having the idea that we're being independent when in fact we're being rebellious while at the same time positioning ourselves to be nothing more than codependent. And so when we're codependent like that, then guess what happens? You're not getting what you want, but you think you're in charge of your life. And when in essence, someone else is, because you're still connecting with people, you're just connecting in a way where you're not getting what you want. So there's no getting around getting support, because we're all here to help one another. And I hope that made sense to you guys, because I see a lot of people who want that independence and who want to have more in their life, and they have dreams for their life, but at the same time, they want someone else to either give it to them, which kind of it's their independent thinking saying, "Hey, this is what I want, but I want you to give it to me," which turns you into codependent and getting a kind of support, but it's not the kind of support that's going to bring you the wealth that you need into your life. See, in life, you don't have to be a millionaire or a billionaire unless you truly want to be. You don't have to be that. However, the object of the game is to earn what you need to earn to get the lifestyle that you want to live, to see what you see in your mind. And at that point, now this is a question that I have for you. What do you see in your mind? What is it you truly want in your life? What is it you are excited about? What would excite you and make you happy when it comes to, let's say, thriving and feeling like you're doing life with power and feeling like a winner? What does it take? So whatever that looks like, then you want to kind of fully connect to that picture, but at the same time, understand that you're not going to get there unless you make the right connections. I've never met anybody who's made it to the top, so to speak, and or the proverbial top, or the so-called top, and it's an imaginary thing. And when I say it's imaginary in the sense that once you get to the top, you find that there's even more, so the sky is not the limit, it goes beyond that, so you can always go farther and farther. So that's kind of my point. But I've never met anyone who's reached a certain level in their life, the vision, or achieved their goals and visions without help. I've never met anybody who's done that by themselves. Even the so-called self-made millionaire is not self-made. Self-made millionaires are people who got help from other people. And the thing is, the sooner we understand that, then the sooner we'll make the right connections and start to get the things that we want, instead of thinking that it's going to come from, yep, I'm going there, you guys, thinking that it's going to come from our amazing politicians. Have you ever stopped to think, and I've shared this before, look at this, the things that politicians offer us. I'm not saying they're bad things, okay? Because the truth of the matter is, these are adults who are giving things and offering things and creating so-called protection, financial protections I'm talking about, for other adults. So as a result, they're only going to give you so much, okay? They're only going to give you or authorize so much money. But if you look at their lives, because they operate in the realm of their own independence, and as a result of that, you look at them, they're wealthy. They're millionaires, multimillionaires, and some of them are close to billionaires, and perhaps some of them are billionaires. And these are things that you can kind of Google and look up online. I mean, take a moment and Google and ask, how many millionaires, millionaire congressmen do we have? How many millionaires are in Congress, men or women? And so the thing is that you guys really want to look at that, take a step back, and look at all of that. And understand this, that when someone's giving you something, first of all, it's kind of human nature to never give you as much as they have. That's the first thing. Am I saying it's good? No, not necessarily so. Am I saying it's real? Well, I don't have to convince you of that, which is why people argue over who to elect and all of that, because they're wondering who's going to give me the most. So my point I'm making here is that when you ask yourself the right questions and you make the right connections, you give yourself the right answers and honest answers, then you're going to open yourself up to position yourself to really get the things that you want and do it in the name of true independence. This is, have you ever heard the phrase independently wealthy? Well, in my opinion, then I think that is the concept of independently wealthy, where you ask yourself the right questions, you come up with the best answers that work for you, not answers that would hurt anybody else, but they work for your life, and they put you on the path to making the necessary connections and taking the necessary actions so that you will get the lifestyle that you truly want. I find that to be independently wealthy. Why? Because you are stepping out on your own. You're stepping out in the name of confidence. And the Bible tells us, you know, to get confidence, for it has great recompense of reward. Now, it's not just talking about money. It's talking about rewards in every sense of the word. So my point that I'm making here is, what do you want? What do you want? Do you really know what you want? Here's the other beautiful part about asking yourself these questions. When you really know what you want, you know what happens? You don't allow other people to sway you and send you in a direction that's counterproductive to your own behavior, or counterproductive to your own success. And I was going to say behavior, but success. And which, of course, if you go counterproductive to what would be your behavior, then, of course, you're not going to be a success. But in this case, I mean to say counterproductive to your own success. So, I mean, when you know what you want, then you're able to look at basic principles that exist. And these are spiritual principles that exist that will bring you what you want. But of course, every single one of them, they require action on your part. You know, I talk about this and I explain this in my book, Start Winning. And I kept it really simple, you guys. And I kept it simple because I think it's important that people understand what it means to follow these principles, and they understand that these principles are real and what it's all about. Because, okay, there are some people that aren't getting it done. And what they're doing, though, is they are using the principles to benefit themselves. And as a result, they're becoming wealthy and they're getting the best life possible. They're getting the best life that works for themselves. And you deserve to have the exact same thing, too. Know this. No one can hold back your good. No one can stop your wealth. No one can stop you from achieving your highest and best. No one can stop you from using your gifts. And if of course, the unmentionable happens to you. But for the most part, I'm going to say that as long as your gifts are meant to do good, hey, no one can really stop you, because once you put it out there, it takes on a life of its own. So yeah, I'm going to go so far as to say no one can stop you, because it takes a life of its own, and it will go on even if you're not here to keep it going. And there are tons of examples of that throughout history. So with that being said, you guys, what do you want? Ask yourself the right questions. Are you connected? Do you have the courage? Do you have the support? You know, what is your plan to get you there? Do you have an effective, proactive plan? Well, if you don't have an effective, proactive plan, I give the components of the plan in my book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success. But I think if you get connected to our Power Achievement Club and you connect with one of our clubs, the support that you're going to get will be more hands-on. And of course, you don't have to read the whole book at that point, because we're going to give you the answers in the Power Achievement Club. So you can get that club, sign up for it, and get the answers that you want. So starting March 6th, we're going to start sharing information that will help you outline this plan, because it's really important that you take control of your own destiny now. The economy is like really wishy-washy these days, and you don't want to put your life or make your life subject to the economy. And you're not subject to man's economy. Know this. And I can explain more, of course, when you become a part of the Power Achievement Club and give it to you in detail. So with that being said, you guys, you can go to designeryourlifetoday.com/power-club, and you can check out what we have to offer there. And you can see some comments about me, people that I've actually helped. And because I want you guys to know that this is legit. And if it's something that you don't like, then we're not here to take your money. We want you to have your money back because I want you to get results. I'm all about results. And I'm confident that if you follow it, you will get the results. So if you discover what you want, then you want to ask yourself the other questions to ensure that you have what you need so that you can stay the course and really accomplish those goals that you're truly intentional about and the goals that will inspire you or keep you inspired and get you powered up so that you can continue to go to the next level. Well, with that being said, you guys, I want you to have a great weekend. Enjoy the rest of this Financial Friday. And, well, we'll be talking to you guys next week with lots more. We've got more good things coming. You know, I haven't made a video in a while, so I guess I'm due to put up another video on Pat Council Live. I'll let you know. Anyway, you guys have a great weekend and do life with power. Hey again, Power Achievers. I want to thank you guys for listening to Designing Your Life today and hanging out with us all year long. This is your year to be bodacious. It's time to go bold. Pull out all the stops, all of those goals and dreams that you have, the desires that you have. It's time to make them real. You can have the lifestyle that you desire. It is not a myth. It is not fantasy. You can make it happen. And you can do that by staying focused, raising your confidence, giving yourself the self-esteem boost that you need, and getting strategies that will help you stay on point and getting the necessary knowledge that you need to get to where it is you want to be. On Designing Your Life today, we are so committed to bringing you information that will help you do life with power, that will help you realize all of your goals and dreams. That's why we're here. Our goal is to help you reach your goal. So you know what, you guys? You can help us by letting us know what you want to hear about, what you want to learn more about, and we will do our best to talk about it. Or I will find a guest that will come on our show and share their expertise with you. We want you to get the information and the guidance that you need so that you can get to where it is you want to be. Another thing that you can do is you can hang out with us all year long on Facebook or our Facebook page at facebook.com/designyourlifetoday. Check me out on my other social media pages, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can find me there under my name, Pat Council. Love to hang out with you guys. You guys are going to find some great information. You're going to get gold posters. We have some really great things and great ideas to help you do life with power. This is your time to shine. This is your year to go bold. It's all about being bodacious. Step up, step out, and do what it takes to make it happen. Why? Because you can. You guys have a great day, and you know what to do.